Those are great songs. I just hope we have just as many on the second half. And that seems like the first half of the singing just went by too fast. And enjoyed all those great songs. Thank you, all of our music and all of our musicians for picking those songs. Thanks. I'll be primarily giving my devotion from Luke chapter 2. And basically verses 8 through 20. And I'll just go ahead and read those verses, and then I'm going to add a little bit of teaching in between some of them, but not to take too much time here. Now, there were, in verse 8, the same in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Okay, and so the glory of the Lord is the Shekinah, or bright cloud, which symbolizes his divine presence. This is the same kind of light that was seen by the three apostles upon the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17:5, by Stephen, also in Acts 7:55, and by Paul in Acts 22. And so in verse 6 in Acts 22, Paul says, "Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus, at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me." And in verse 7, he says, "And I fell to the ground." And in verse 9 says, "And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid." There were a lot of things for the shepherds to make them afraid. The immediate shock of the appearance of an angel. I'm sure we would all be shocked if that happened. The blazing light, we'll talk about a little bit about that more. Being confronted by God's holy messenger, right? And the realization of their own unworthiness as simple men, sinners before a holy messenger of a holy God. If these Jewish shepherds knew their Old Testament canon very well, and I'm sure they did, they knew angels often showed up on the scene as sent by God to destroy and had been given tremendous power to do so. And so they had much fear. And the King James Version says that the shepherds were sore afraid. And when I was a kid and had a King James Bible, I used to think that the shepherds were so afraid that it hurt. And that's why they have the word sore there. But the original Greek words, megas phobiomai, translated into more modern speak, means that they had great fear. In other words, they were frightened out of their minds. In verse 10, it says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there was born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And this was a prophetic sign, was it not, from the angel, how they would know that they found the Christ child," okay, when they went into town. "And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.'" And so the NASB and the ESV and other version translations say, "with whom he is pleased." Who are the men he is pleased with? And those who have been graciously chosen to be recipients of his salvation. And so, speaking of a multitude of angels, I went to the Shepherds Conference. A lot of our men have, and Greg and Rich and others have been to the Shepherds Conference a lot of times. And I was a couple of years ago, and inside the chapel there, it can seat about 3,000. And when the pastors sang together in the main chapel, the volume and the strength of that sound was just tremendous. It's hard to describe. It was so loud, you can't hear yourself sing at all. And so you're just hoping that you're singing on tune because it seems like everyone around you isn't. Anyhow, so that gathering of men is nothing, I am sure, compared to the multitude of angels, which multitude here describes tens of thousands, okay? And it's not just a couple of thousand, it's tens of thousands. And if the rest of the heavenly host arrived in the same way as the first angel did, with the glory of the Lord shining around them, then these shepherds must have been just blown away. All the light and sound, much must have been overwhelming, like the experiencing, not that I've ever done this, but experiencing a Saturn V rocket taking off from 50 feet away and living to tell the tale. I mean, it just can't be overemphasized enough, just the shock and awe of all the angels standing there with all the sound, with them speaking together, and just all the light. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And so the shepherds, after regaining their composure, believing what was told to them, made no waste of time to seek out the Savior. They dropped everything they were doing, not stopping at the house on the way to pick up anything, and letting God take care of the sheep wasn't their concern. And so they left all behind to find Christ. And so they came with haste in verse 16 and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And so if these shepherds were outside of Jerusalem, it would take about a 2.5 hour walk, about 5 miles. That's traditionally where they think the shepherds were, in the fields there. And so, but these guys either rode or ran a long way as fast as they could and scoured the city until they found the Christ child, just as the angel said. And when scripture says they came with haste, I can picture the shepherds hiking up their robe like garments and tying them off at the waist and running like crazy all the way, all night, all the way there. And no, they didn't have any time to bring any sheep with them to make a little cute manger scene. So all men should, without delay, quit wasting time. Drop everything and leave the world behind to seek the Savior. We need not travel to Bethlehem. We only have to look to him and to believe on him and look as far as our heart. Men need to run to the Savior and not look back. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And that's the kind of news the shepherds just couldn't keep to themselves, right? And news we just can't keep to ourselves. And so the shepherds were kind of the first missionaries, as they made widely known the saying of the angels that a Savior had come to them in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. I never really thought of that before, but they are kind of the first missionaries to go all around and make widely known this amazing thing. And they went around giving glory to God in the highest. A Savior who would save people from God's wrath had finally come. Now that's really good news. And all those who heard it, they marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And so I marvel at the story of our Savior's birth every time that I hear it, every time that I read it, don't you? It's a marvelous story to marvel at, isn't it? But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. The shepherds returned, right? They had to return at some time, glorifying and praising God. Adam Clark writes, "These simple men, having satisfactory evidence of the truth of the good tidings and feeling a divine influence upon their own minds, returned to the care of their flocks, glorifying God for what he had shown them and for the blessedness which they felt." Right? It's the blessedness that we feel this time of year. Jesus Christ, born of a woman, laid in a stable, proclaimed and ministered to by the heavenly host, should be a subject of frequent contemplation to those of his church, this church, to us here tonight, to marvel at. So let us glorify and praise God for what he has revealed to us, for we have been given tidings of great joy. We need to be joyous. We need to make him widely known. Christ is not just the Savior, but for those of us who believe, he's our Savior. He is Christ our Lord, for he has made peace between his Father and us. And so let us go from here tonight singing his praises, not only with our voices, but in our hearts. Amen.